it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
What is going on with the mail, like in all forms? What is going on? Like, that is a whole other rant I need to go on another day. Like, the regular mail, we don't even get mail at this cabin. Like, we could do a whole podcast on that. I hate the U.S. mail. Sorry if you work for the U.S. Postal Service. I mean, I got nothing but love for you, but what is the up for which I cannot put?
Which you can no longer put.
That's where I'm at with the U.S. Postal Service. Like, we have to call our utilities to get our bills. That's where we're at right now. It's insane.
Oh my gosh.
Right. It's ridiculous. Like, there's no accountability with the U.S. Postal Service. None. And then when it comes to UPS and FedEx, it's like they're screwing up too. So I don't know what's going on. Anyways, I'm really sorry, but you're supposed to get another box like on Monday. I paid for that. You know what I mean?
Like, you paid to get it here at a certain time?
Yeah, I paid UPS to get it there I wanted it to get there by Friday. And she's like, well, I mean, it'll probably get there Friday, but it'll get there Monday. For sure on Monday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's not there.
So, do you have a tracking number?
Yeah, I got a tracking number.
Okay, and
I got a big mouth, too. I'm going to be, like, yelling at people at that store. So mad. Anyways, that's going to happen today. But hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. And hello, and a special hi to Julie Quinn, who wrote us from Rochester, Minnesota. And she had all kinds of compliments. Very, very sweet, sweet note. And then she said that she even took our advice and got involved locally. She got on her local city charter council. One small step in this big world to hopefully make a change, because you got to start somewhere, right?
That's right.
And then she said, I have a very stressful job and nothing makes me more excited to go to bed than my pillow and mattress topper. My head hits the pillow and I'm literally out for the night. And of course, before going to bed, I have to use my Genucel most popular package on this tired old face of mine.
I love
wishing
it.
Wishing I looked as fabulous as you two in the mornings. Cheers to you ladies, the best of the best, which was very, very sweet. Thank you very much, Julie. And she's right. You can get the best pillow, best night's sleep ever, if you have MyPillow Dream Sheets, which are amazing, the MyPillow Pillows, which are amazing, the mattress topper, amazing. And you can get a huge discount if you use code
CHICKS. I sound like Joe Biden when I do this.
You just need to call 800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com and get yourself all the discounts. Also, the big surprising news, the shock that went across the world. Everyone had a huge, deep gasp of shock when they saw that Vogue has put Dr. Jill Biden on its August cover.
Mm.
Who didn't see this coming?
Oh my God, I feel like we predicted this, like what, 6 months ago? We predicted all of this. We were like, oh, she's going to get a Vogue cover. She's going to get all these magazine covers. And who didn't get the magazine covers was Melania. She got none of them.
And wait,
she was she was. It's so strange that, and Jill is a model, right? Oh no, that's right. She's just a surgeon. That's right. She's not. Somebody needs to alert Whoopi that she's not a surgeon because they don't know.
She is a doctor of education.
Oh,
so
that's
she's a
right.
Teacher.
Yeah. She's also pretty wealthy. You know, the Bidens are pretty wealthy. I wonder if Joe is talking about his own family when he's talking about like the rich and how much he hates them. Is he talking about his own family?
If you make more than 400 grand, I love you, but I really want you to pay your fair share.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Because he doesn't understand what the words fair share actually mean. I don't think any leftists do. They just say it, thinking that it means something that it doesn't actually mean.
Well, I mean, it rhymes.
So that's fun.
Yeah. Fair share.
So apparently this was their third... this is the third cover, I think, of Dr. Jill Biden's on Vogue.
Wow, third cover.
Yeah, third Vogue cover within 7 years.
Does she have more covers?
Cover in 7 years.
She has more covers than Kim Kardashian? Because Kim's only been on it, like, what, once or twice?
I don't know, because I know she, the first one was with Kanye, right?
Like at
the
wedding. When they were, exactly. It was like that wedding photo. And you and I were like, oh my God, this is the end of Vogue. This is the end. At least for me, it was. It was the end. I thought this is just, put a fork in them. They're done. Yeah. But I mean, they have gotten, they have jumped the shark from a political standpoint. And Teen Vogue is just all political, you guys.
It's the worst.
If you have that in your house, burn it immediately. Yeah. It's just gross.
No, wait a minute. I was wrong. It's not Jill's third cover. It was Michelle Obama's third cover. She had three covers. This is Jill Biden's first cover. Yes.
I was going to say.
That's right. And so they call her a joy multiplier. That's how they refer to Jill Biden. A joy multiplier.
Seriously?
Yeah. And then the thing that they'd say about both the Bidens is that they say, part of what makes the Bidens right out of the gate successes so extraordinary is that they seem to have perfectly read the room.
Oh, really? They've perfectly read the room. Yeah. Okay. Right. Especially when she was getting up on the stage at a Brad Paisley concert in Nashville, telling everybody, lecturing people on vaccinations, and she got booed. Did she read the room there? Because I feel like she didn't read the room there.
It wasn't read. Mm-mm. It was not read.
No, she didn't read it. No, she's completely illiterate.
Yeah, so they've like totally puffed up his whole presidency all throughout the article. I mean, it's nauseating how much they fawn over this family.
Right.
Especially considering their son is such a total
complete loser. Loser. Yeah. It's interesting to me because like I was watching a clip from The View yesterday, which I don't know how I get, I don't know why, I don't know. I just don't know. But I was watching it and it was one where I think it was, they were talking about all the stuff about how Democrats are changing the narrative on this whole defund the police thing.
Yeah.
And, it's astounding how they're even trying to do this, right? I mean, it boggles your mind that they can even think about doing this after all, like the past year, everything has been defund. And now they're like, oh, the Republicans are doing this, not us. Oh my God. Like
they spray painted it across buildings across the country.
Right. And then they're like, but the Republicans did it. Oh my God. It's just nuts how they think that we're that stupid that we're going to just automatically go, oh yeah, it was the GOP that did it. Oh my God. So I'm watching this little segment on The View and Joy Behar, just going back to, this old Jill Biden thing and how, she spreads joy and this administration is so wonderful. They truly in their brains, they think that he's such a giant success that this administration has already had such unbelievable success. Like she went, and I think she named like one thing, like she was, Joy was talking to who's the other chick, the lawyer chick? What's her name?
Sunny.
Yeah, Sunny Hostin. And she was like, she goes, the right is trying to, make up all these things to say they're grasping at things like defund the police and, violence and all this. They're grasping at
the things that actually affect regular Americans, those things.
Right, exactly. She's like, they're grasping at things just to try to, downplay the fact that Biden has had such incredible success, infrastructure and she, right.
What?
I mean, I'm like, these people actually think that he's had some level of success. Things are spiraling out of control in this country. I mean, the past 5 months have been an absolute colossal disaster. And it's and then she, you know, claims, she's like, we're still in the middle of this, you know, unbelievable pandemic, and he's handling it so well. And I'm just like,
is he?
No.
He didn't have to do anything.
Jack squat.
He did nothing.
He was handed vaccines. He was handed everything. And it's like, oh my, it's just, I am blown away by the amount of, you know, they thought that we deified Trump, like the amount of deification that they have over Biden.
Yeah.
And like, basically what it is looking back at Obama is what they're doing with this man. And it just is astounding to me what they do.
And it's interesting too, because they spent so much time over the past year screaming to defund the police. It makes me wonder now that their new spin is to try to shift the blame on Republicans. What's the squad going to do? Cause they were the ones that were the loudest about defunding the police.
Right.
So Do they buy into that spin? Do they start repeating the spin? Because they're going to be in a huge pickle as soon as all of the millions of video clips of them screaming to defund the police are put back in their face.
Right. They're already coming out.
How are they going to reconcile?
They're already coming out. You know, like if you look at like Fox last night was already playing all those clips.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what are they going to do? How are they going to do this?
I don't know. But I mean, I would imagine that the MSNBCs and the CNNs and I mean, all because you know how the Democrats work, right? I mean, the Democrats and the media get together and they're like, OK, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Let's all get together. And then they go and go.
Go.
And this is what they've done is that they've gotten together and they said, OK, well, we are in a world of hurt with all this violence. Mm-hmm. How are we going to somehow, you know, how are we going to make this work for us? Well, let's blame it on the GOP. Let's do it. And I mean, as outrageous as it sounds, as outrageous as it sounds, they're freaking doing it. They're actually trying to do this. It's crazy. I mean,
I was trying to have like a complete meltdown about this on the air yesterday. And Rob kept like harshing my mellow because he was constantly saying, I don't know why you're so surprised. I don't know why you're freaking out. I don't know why you think this is so amazing. And I'm like, because this is like beyond any crazy that they've already tried.
Right.
To me, this is like just insane levels of crazy that I did not see coming. You know what I mean? I did not think that they would actually try to go this crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, yeah, they're this crazy. So
yeah,
it's not, like it when you freak out with me because he won't freak out.
Well, I'm freaking out with you. But what it should show everybody is how unbelievably void of ethics they are.
Yeah.
And how willing they are to lie. To get the power that they want. These mm-hmm. people are ruthless in how they are willing to lie, to do whatever it takes to get power over you. And if you're on that side, I want nothing to do with you. I want nothing I want nothing to do with people who are willing to do this to change the narrative so much and to lie and manipulate like this to get power. You can bugger off. And this is why I keep doing what I do. This is why I keep getting up every morning at this time to do what we do every day, because these people will stop at nothing to have power over my family. You can bugger off.
And the only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell. That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell spell.
It's
whatever.
It's fluff butter.
It is all about the
and
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. That mm-hmm. is amazing.
Yeah.
If you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference in like the little lines right here. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, what, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't.
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying I'm probably going to like look like a leather bag at some point, but anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah.
Good. It's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're going to walk away with like a basket full of awesome and Fluff Better technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. All right. What else do I have for you today? Herschel Walker.
Planning I love a Senate him.
Run. I know.
I love Herschel Walker.
He's so precious. So apparently it was Donald Trump that told the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. He was on with them yesterday. And he said that he had had dinner with Herschel and that Herschel is talking about making a run for the U.S. Senate. So my hope is that Herschel has a very strong message about what he intends to do and not just a Democrats super suck message, because I think that's going to be key. If he can like get in there and not just do Democrats are terrible and horrible, but like here's what I want to make better. I think Georgia loves him, and I think he's got a really, really good shot. I hope he does, because yeah, but he can, to get I think those can, two psychos out of there.
I think he can show what he can do, like proactively do. I don't think that's going to be hard to do that. It's to say, here's what I'm going to do, X, Y, Z. I mean, I think most people do that are running. That's not going to be a hard sell.
That's my only hope is that it's my hope for everybody that's running is that we don't just do the whole Democrats are crazy and socialists, CRT loving weirdos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be a reminder about America first and like, God, just taking us back to a place where things were normal.
Right. Because right now,
everything is so freaking insane.
It is not. You're right. It's not normal. You're absolutely right. Yeah. But I mean, I think it goes without saying that if you're running for anything, whether that's city, county council or school board or mayor or anything local, state, whatever. I mean, you have to say, this is what I'm going to do. I mean, because once you get in there, you got to do something.
Do you remember? Do you remember when I was freaking out and I made you watch that like almost pornographic show from Netflix with me called 365 DNI?
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
There's a whole new thing.
Really? Is it like the same producer or same director or what?
I don't think so. I don't think it has anything to do with the same production company or people or anything. But I saw the internet exploding yesterday. Everywhere, like on Daily Mail, on TikTok, everywhere, people are freaking out about a new show on Netflix called, I don't even know if it's that new, but it's called Sex/Life. Uh-huh. And apparently, I haven't seen it yet, but in episode 3, somewhere around the 20-minute mark, there is a shower shot of one of the main guys in that show that's full frontal. And people are freaking out.
Because they never show men. Well, they never show men either. They never do. They always show women, but they never show men nude. Ever. Ever.
They do. Now they do. And apparently there are questions. I mean, what everybody saw was so eye-opening that now there are questions about whether or not it was a prosthetic.
Wow. So you're gonna send me the screenshot. You're gonna send that to me.
Well, I haven't even watched it yet. I haven't seen it myself yet. So I'm gonna see it, obviously. Yeah. But totally. I haven't seen it yet.
This is so mock, you guys. She always has to watch the smut, and then she'll. It's eye opening, you guys.
It's eye opening. This is what eye-opening. I hear. I'm gonna do. You know what? I'm gonna like pull it up on my phone, and I'm gonna make you look at it after we're. I won't make everybody else look at it, but like I'm gonna find that episode in that minute mark, and I'm just gonna watch it on my phone and make you look at it.
She does. That's what she does. She makes me watch it. She's such a bad influence. She's what
now,
every.
I did see like
she's
the
like
first
every parent's
15 minutes,
nightmare. She's every parent's nightmare.
I did see the first 15 minutes of the first episode. Yeah. And like, it's super steamy. And the girl, the main girl, is gorgeous.
Yeah,
I mean, gorgeous.
Well, so
gorgeous.
Was the chicken, that DNI, that's 365 DNI. She was like totally beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, oh my gosh.
I know. I know.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then the yacht scene.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Right.
Google is destroying our right to privacy, and critical race theory is invading our schools. Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss how he is fighting back. I'll take you inside my reporting on the horrific human trafficking that Biden administration policies are making much worse. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we also need to talk about Tucker, because the Tucker thing continues to get crazier and crazier. So we told you yesterday that Tucker was saying that the NSA is spying on him and they're reading his emails, and he had absolute proof of that because the whistleblower had said things that only Tucker and the recipient of the email, and apparently there was just one, only those two people could know. And it's he obviously trusts whoever that recipient is to not like go tell the NSA what's going on in his emails, right? So he is absolutely positive that the NSA is reading his private emails. So he called them out. He called them all. He called the director of the NSA like over and over and over again until he finally got like somebody in that guy's office and asked the direct question, did you guys read my emails? They would not answer him. And not only would they not answer him, they were like, we don't have to tell, we're not authorized to tell you why we can't answer you. Like, it was so shady. Then NSA released an official statement and they even tweeted it out. And it was so lame because they basically said, they like talked around his specific accusations. So his specific accusations is, you guys are reading my emails. And they said, Tucker Carlson has never been a subject of interest for the NSA. Like, so they said all of these things that he didn't necessarily say, but they never denied the actual allegations.
Yeah, they never actually denied like tapping his stuff, right? They never said they never specifically said we didn't do this specifically. They just said he's not a subject of interest or whatever.
Yeah. You know, I can't remember the exact wording, but it was like not at all what he said. So it's very, very, it's
they
super sketch. And,
yeah,
and the
danced.
Thing is what happens? You know what I mean? Like there's nothing he can do. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we can do.
Right. There is nothing we can do. Like what is the accountability? Like what is the accountability ladder? What do you do? Like if they're spying on you, where do you go? What do you do? This is the kind of stuff that I would have liked to have asked. If I would have known about this before we talked to Rand Paul, I would have asked Rand Paul, because this is the kind of stuff that he would probably get so pissed off about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause you know that he and like his dad would be like, like this is it. You know, he hates this stuff. You know, he does.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What do you do? What's the chain of command there? There's nothing you can do as an American citizen. You just know, like, this is the kind of stuff that I just shake my head and I go, oh my God, we're turning into
China.
What? Yeah.
China. We're That's what he into- compared it to last night. Like he said, this is like China spying on journalists is like so anti-democracy. This is unacceptable.
Right.
It's got to stop. But like, okay, so he can say that and he has a huge platform. But, you know.
But what do you do?
What, as Madonna would say, so now what?
Yeah.
So now what?
So now what? There's nothing you can do. So we just complain about it. So, and then who's next? Who's next?
I mean, that's the thing. We're all getting spied on. Like, this is just a no-brainer at this point. You just should assume that you're being spied on, I guess. And there it is. I mean, I don't know. This is so terrifying that this is happening in our country.
Yeah.
And, you know, good on him for calling it out. I hope that he has massive support at Fox, because whatever comes out, whatever leaks out now, I hope Fox stands behind him and doesn't just go the way of, oh, well, this information goes against our company values, blah. You know, that would be, I hope he feels good about the support he has there.
Well, I would hope, I would think that if he's getting spied on, he's not the only one at Fox. So yeah, I hope Fox stands behind him because yeah. I mean, he's not, let's just get real. He's, it's not like he's an anomaly. I mean, right. Come on, don't be naive, right?
Yeah.
I mean they
everyone
hate,
is getting spied on.
Right. They hate Fox. They freaking hate Fox. And eventually they're going to hate somebody else. This is the thing. So the people who are cheering this on, don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, because eventually eventually you're going to do something that pisses them off. They're going to hate you too. So if you're cheering this on, then you hate the very foundation for which this republic was founded. Right. I mean, you hate this country if you're cheering this on. So shame on you.
Mm-hmm. It's time for talks. So first of all, it's Nancy Pelosi just being a complete idiot. And this is real. This is not manipulated video. This is how she actually sounded.
Listen to this. Lincoln Memorial. What is it? I'll read link of Lincoln Memorial.
What?
Exactly. Let's do it again.
Link of Lincoln Memorial. What is it? I'll read link.
I mean, oh my god!
Bad,
yeah, this
you guys.
Is why. This is why we need term limits, you guys. So
it's
many
bad.
Term limits. Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. Bring it in. Have a great hump day, which is very apropos. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Republicans blocked a Democrat's horrible elections bill, and more freedoms die in Hong Kong while the world yawns. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.